on a running call, hopefully. So, and everybody that's online tuning in, can you hear? Okay.
Yes, hear okay. Sure, thank you.
Okay. So, first of all, I'll take any apologies.
What's her hand?
Hands number one.
Alan.
Yep. Anything? Yours? No, moving on. So, first of all, through the statutories, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear, as I said. Everyone should ensure that mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public here should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct if there are any financial or significant non-financial interests they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interests, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is red, red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then follow green. If you do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members attending this virtually, but we have agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber spoke. Any instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for comment, type P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant message. Members are reminded they have rehearsed in response to any comments they make at this meeting. Okay? Thank you. And, excuse me. So, I've already in the apologies and remarks. So, moving on to the next item, business. And just before that, I've been asked if members would be content to defer items number 7, which is the procurement policy, and number 10, which is the reserves policy, to next available meeting. Okay? This is just to say, this is really to allow people who, some of them are on holidays, a better evaluation of the content. Okay? So proposed from Councillor Riley. Have a second. Okay. Second. Okay, you'll be happy enough. Okay, so moving on then to item number 2, which are the declarations of interest. Are there any declarations? Out? Online? Okay. On. Item number 3 is the action sheet. So if there's anything there on the action sheet, I'm up. Happy to take it now. You content to move on? Yep, take it as yes. Proposed then for accept the action sheet.
Happy to propose, sure.
Okay. Happy to second.
Travel. So, we'll be happy enough to move on to that. The next item is item number 4, which is the portable science testing policy. So, reporting officer Connor Sage.
Thank you, Chair. This report's for decision. The purpose of the report is to present the portable appliance testing policy and seek an approval on this updated version. The updated policy and procedure have been approved at corporate management team and SMT in June and July 25, respectively. Details of the policy are laid out within the report and within the associated attachment. So members are asked to note the contents of the report and approve the updated portable appliance testing policy.
Commissioner Strong.
Yeah. And any questions? Proposer, first of all, from the seconder, Commissioner
Eiling and Lewis.
Yeah, Commissioner Lewis, proposed and seconded. Accept the offer. Everybody happy enough? Yes, okay. Very much. Next item is item number 5. This is to revise corporate privacy notice. Carol McLean is reporting officer on this one. Carol.
Thank you, Chair. So the existing privacy notice, corporate privacy notice, requires updating, provide greater detail for users and to reflect the changes in legislation. So a revised privacy notice is set out in the appendix to the report, which provides a more comprehensive statement of why and how Council uses personal data when providing services and carrying out functions. And the recommendation is to consider and approve the revised privacy notice and email disclaimer.
Okay, members, any questions to panel? Yes, Councillor Mathers. Copy proposed by Councillor Mathers. Every seconder. Councillor Riley, they proposed, seconded, Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Riley. All members content, except. Okay. Very much. Great, move on. Item number 6 is the 110th anniversary of the 10th Irish Division's actions on Gallipoli, and sort of around the potential visit for that. So we have Josephine on this one.
Members, you asked that we would look to see if we could cost this trip in a more cost-effective way. You can see that we have looked at the cost of doing this directly ourselves, booking it as the council, and you can see the cost of the airlines, the accommodation and the car hire is a lot cheaper than what was proposed through another route. So the proposal is here tonight. As far as the costs, what members will need to agree is how many people are wishing to attend. I understand, but I could be wrong, that three people wishing to attend. So it's here for any questions.
Okay, members, any questions on that? The council meeting. Right.
Proposal also recommendations are on.
Yeah, I'm happy to second, Chair. There was only one member went on the trip to the Psalm in 2024. There's supposed to be three last year, but there was only two went, so that a tendency that does leave an extra space, and it has been costed quite well, and it's quite a reduced cost on what was being initially proposed, so we would be happy with proposing that we send in three as well.
Yeah. So, Councillor
Sharp, do you want to? Yeah, Chair, I just got to come in and see clarity on what the proposal was, because the recommendation just states whether to send representatives. It doesn't actually stipulate, but Councillor Lewis does state three. I suppose. And not that we should react to everything in the media, but whenever you consider that the Deputy First Minister attended Wilmington and cost £1,000, you know, the reaction to that was quite significant. And I take point that, you know, that event to this event is totally different. But, you know, why three? Why are we sending three people? And is there an opportunity for us as a council to actually do something to commemorate it here within our own district and identify people from our own district that were part of the event and commemorate it here rather than sending flying people out at a cost to the ratepayer? know, is there an opportunity that we, and we've done that through many submissions to the council, of having an event or commemorating an event. It's just an opinion. I'm not necessarily against sending people. Is there something from a value for money to the repair that we should be doing rather than sending people out on a flight?
This is for members to decide. I mean, this is members going, so it's for members to decide the cost in front of you. If anybody wants to propose something else, it's for members.
Yeah, members. So, I'm looking at this. The proposal from Councillor Riley.
Sure. I suppose that the response to that is that it's an invite that has come to us from, you know, the commemorations and other councils will be is represented, and I believe that we've done this in the most economic way that we possibly can. If we reduce it till two, I'm happy with that, but. I just wouldn't like to see our councils is represented and our council not, given the importance of the anniversary which we are commemorating. I do understand Councillor Jarvan's point, and if there perhaps is something additional that the council can do to mark the anniversary locally, then we would agree with that. However, I do think that it's important that if other councils are going to be as represented, which we are as well.
Councillor Taylor is online just with a comment.
Chair, no, I would say just that I think there has been quite a bit of work done on this to try and obviously reduce any cost there is associated with anyone travelling to the commemoration, and I would say at the very least that the council should be represented. If we could come away obviously from the meeting this evening with an agreed, you know, number on that, I think that would be, you know, obviously the right outcome for everybody involved. But it is important that the council are represented at the forthcoming commemoration event. I would say that at the very least, and if there are ways we can market locally as well, because I think we have worked towards obviously marking important occasions in the past number of years at local level as well. But I think at the very least we should ensure that the council is represented at this event, if we could, as members in the chamber here, come to an agreement on how many that may be. At the very least, I know maybe Councillor Lewis has proposed that we send two instead of three. If that's your proposal, I'm happy to second that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Sharvin, you have a...
Yeah, sure. Just to understand, because we obviously established a process of conferences and events, but we don't seem to be following that process at the moment. How do we identify the two? How do we agree who the two members that potentially are sent? Who decides that? Because if you go through to Hunt, there'll be one Sinn Féin, one SDLB. But I'm assuming maybe this is for group leaders, that the discussion needs to be held to identify the potentially the two people that the council sent to represent them.
Well, I think maybe. Well, go ahead, Rosemary.
I'm happy if you want to convene group leaders. I'm happy to convene.
Councillor Malice, you comment?
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Sharvin. You know, I think the group leaders should have a discussion about this. You know, it's important for councillors, you know, this commemoration is attended. And just to get down to the nitty gritty, if it could be agreed at that forum, probably be the best thing to do.
Yeah, well, is there support for that in the chamber? That pertains to leaders? Is there this?
Chair, look, yes. But we'd be happy with that. Look, I'm very conscious this isn't a normal run of your mill conference, that this is a 110th anniversary, and given the significance of it, I really don't want this is reduced to, you know, a to dispute over should the council go or should the council not, or who should descend. So I think it's probably best to take this all offline and bring it to the group leaders and then bring it back in September, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm probably sorry enough to do that, but I think there is consent that maybe we want to end up sending somebody matter of how many versus, sorry, not versus cost, in terms of cost. So I think that's the way forward, and as long as that's forward. Councillor Andrews, do you
want to... Yes, I know I'm not on the committee, but thanks for letting me in. On a personal basis, whenever my great-grandfather, he had a complete name like Horatio Nelson Andrews, whenever he was through the training depot and then his conscientious years, he was out to Gallipoli in 1915. I fought there, along with many others from the district, but you know, if I had the blessing, I was in Turkey anyway, I would have made my own way over to meet up, but I just think it's a course of action that you start taking to talk it through, but I just think it's very important that there's representation there.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Taylor, bring you back in again.
Yeah, sure. It's just for clarity on this, I suppose. So just, you know, and I'm happy to propose it if it, you know, I won't be part of the group leaders discussion, but at the very least, just that we have an agreement in principle, just as a proposal that we do send representation, but the group leaders obviously define numbers and who the representatives would be then, if that's the case, if that needs to be a proposal just, and then obviously whatever recommendation comes from that goes forward then to the next possible meeting.
Okay.
Can
you
have
a
second? So that's the proposal, Councillor Taylor, to be second that in the member, Councillor Lewis. Okay, everybody happy and content? Okay, thanks, Councillor. Right.
Nope. Yeah, Chair, my understanding was that the whole paper would go back to group leaders. If we set a precedent here, we had this where we had issues with conferences and events in the past, and we had to put in a policy and a structure on how we do it and how we send people. And that was, we would go through the group leaders, we would have agreement, and then we would bring it to sign off at these committees. Because of the large budgets, sending people to events, seeing what the value of money for the council is, what the council get out of it. And that's for marking anniversaries as well. So if we're going to be responsible with ratepayers' money, we've got to follow that policy. We can't then go through a back door and sign off on, we're going to do it, but we're going to go back to group leaders to say who we're going to send. We open a can of worms for every conference going forward, so... It took a lot of time to get a policy in place of how we deal with these things, and I think we have to stick rigidly to it. And I understand the sentiment around the chamber, that's not saying I'm for or against, but I'm for or against sticking with that policy. So the paper was to go back to group leaders.
Okay, so
we
have at least one dissenting voice. So we have a proposal and a second.
No, Chair, that's not a dissent. No, I want to make it very clear.
You weren't agreeing,
Chair. I'm going to make it very clear. That's not a dissenting voice. It's no, to follow the policy that the paper goes back through the right channels to decide okay, whether to send people to a conference.
So just comment. Yeah. So, proposed by Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Lewis, take the paper back for their action.
But Chair, we've had a number of proposals throughout the discussion. First, we had a proposal from Councillor Henry, seconded by Councillor Lewis, that we send and then clarify for three, and we've reduced that to two, and then we've had a proposal to send it to the group leaders for discussion. So,
well, yeah. Councillor Taylor, will you just clarify exactly what you want?
Well, Chair, I think it was clear that from the discussion that was had, and there has been several proposals, as Councillor Sharvin has outlined, but listen, I don't think we need to cloud things any further in this. It was clear that I think there was a sentiment that we should have representation at this commemoration event, but I think probably where the dissent or debate, if you want to call it that, was in terms of how many would actually go to it, and if that needs to go back to group leaders for further discussion, that's what I was proposing, because I think there was obviously maybe some people weren't happy with the fact that possibly three could go or even two could go, but I think at the very least we go back to group leaders and determine how many will go and represent the council at this commemoration event, and that's what my proposal was.
Yeah, that's how the meeting progressed in terms of census. There was a second attention to this.
Okay, then.
Yeah, look, Chair, we're fine, but it's just a note that this come through as an invite for the 110th on a bursary, the cost which was initially proposed was too high. So we asked the council officers to look at reducing that cost. It's now come before committee tonight. We had proposed we send three. We then proposed we send two. The as the DLP have now asked it goes to group leaders for further discussion, and so it's not to tarnish the actual event itself. I said that's fine. We'll agree to that. And now Councillor Sharvin is asking for further clarification. So it sort of just begs the question, does Councillor Sharvin not want the council is represented at this? And if he's happy for it to go back to group leaders, we've said we're happy to do that. So I don't see as to why we're still discussing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can wrap this up. It has been agreed. Everybody's happy enough that the micro group leaders essentially that's where we are.
Yes, Chair, if you endeavour, I'll respond to Councillor Lewis. I am not saying I am for or against anyone, and as I clearly said, and recognise it's an important anniversary. But I did agree that we should send it to group leaders as the process stipulates it should do, and identify is there value for money and how many people, if we send, how many it will be and who it will be.
Okay. Just want to come back there. Okay. Yep. Okay, right. Move on to item number 8. Number 8, assessment of performance 2024. Sorry, Josephine.
Members, in front of you is a report in relation to the assessment of performance 24-25. Sort of a number of committees quick to see the council's progress, achieving the measures of success within the corporate plan 24-27, and looking at the performance improvement plan 24-25. You can see that we have put together its part of the legislation is to make sure that it's in a format that's readily sort of available to people, and we've made that into a document which is here for approval tonight. So, if looking for you to consider and to agree the publishing of this document, so here for any questions.
Thanks, Josephine. Dear members, any questions? Mr. Henry.
Picking up on a few items. Is there any explanation that we are going to accompany this document with? I mean, there's several areas where we've done well, but there's also areas where we've done particularly badly. I mean, picking up, say, in the cleansing area, I know for the last 10 years we've been pointing out that our annual number of fixed penalty notices is actually below what half the councils in Northern Ireland do in a single month. If you look at ABC Council, for instance, they would have in a single month something like four times what we do in a year. It is a poor performance, and we've had a number of quite big meetings on what we will do to improve our performance on that. And again, in the sustainable area, it's quite a weak performance. We're pleased that 79% of our fleet is younger than 10 years, but we're not mentioning, of course, that we're buying expensive diesels rather than inexpensive electric cars. There's been zero supported EV charging points installed this year, despite the fact we have 200 car parks in every town and village centre between pretty much Carrickduff and County Monaghan. It's a poor performance given how far we are into the transport, the electrification of transport in the country. And we still don't have, and this is after many years of asking, a target for financial gains from the green economy, from the green energy transition. There's still no targets here. And, you know, we've had it before the Strategic Finance Committee now for about, well, since 2019, looking for targets for either savings or revenues from this area. And at the very, very least, there should be some sort of an explanation as to why we aren't doing it yet, because it really is painful after all these years to be sitting here and seeing that we still don't have a financial target for gaining the benefits of the green economy. But, I mean, even if we had an explanation as to why we are in a single year getting less than what most councils get in terms of fixed penalties in a month.
Yeah. Others?
Right. Yeah. So the matters that have been mentioned there, Councillor Enright, relates from our department. What I would say is that these matters are addressed and prioritised within the 2025-26 business plan, with actions and targets right within that plan. But in relation to the sustainability change, the electric vehicles, the targets and proposals around those are being worked through the sustainability strategy and the climate action plan, which is currently under development and draft and due to be published before next year. So the plan to address this action plans.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, anybody else, any other questions on that? If not, proposer and seconder for the proposed. Thank you. Seconder. Sorry, Bailey. Yep. Proposed. Mr. Harris. Seconder, Mr. Bailey. Everybody in agreement? Yes. Proposed. Item number 9. That is the first phase, isn't it? Again. Sorry. Yeah. So this is closed session, this particular one. And this item is number 9 to 26 are deemed to be exempt on paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act of 2014. Information related to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding them, and the public may be excluded during these term items of business. So, a proposal and second of a closed session. Others, proposed second. Okay, so if we have everybody publicly, item. Number 9, these are 9 to 26. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Reilly, seconded by Councillor Charvin, was agreed to approve the purchase to pay DAC to ensure continuity of financial systems. Also, already included within the Council revenue budgets on this item. Aside item 9, so moving on to item 10, the reserves policy. On the proposal of Councillor O'Reilly, seconded by Councillor Lewis, was agreed to defer the item to September's committee meeting. Item number 11, excuse me, proposed license of fishing rights at Donegal Lake. On the proposal, of Councillor O'Reilly, seconded by Councillor McAteer, was agreed to grant the license to the party named within the office report for the fishing rights for Donegal Lake, Horn Point, for a period of up to 5 years and a peppercorn license. D, subject to departmental consent. Item number 12, proposed lease of the area at Downpatrick Household Recycling Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Charvin, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to enter into a lease with the group noted in this report in respect of the area outlined in red for the term outlined. Proposed rent was to be determined by the Councillor Valuer. This decision was made in principle, but council would liaise with the contractor in the interim on matters discussed. Item number 13, was the lease of lands at St. Anne's Park, Mayo Bridge, on the proposal of Councillor Pearce, seconded by Councillor Carvin. It was agreed to amend the name of the proposed tenant of the lands at Park, Mayo Bridge, noted in the report to committee, 12th of December 2024, to the correct group as noted in the offer of report, subject to the revised departmental consent. Item 14 was a license for container in Milltown Street Point, the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Sharvin. It was agreed to enter into five one-year licences with the club noted within the officer report in respect of the lands outlined in red on the map, attached for a peppercorn licence fee subject to departmental consent. Item 15, Ballinhinch Community Centre, on the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Hurty, was agreed to approve the additional costs set out in the officer report and to update Council's capital plan to reflect the change. Item 16, placement of play park surfaces. On the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to approve the capital business list detailed in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item number 17, the upgrade of Council facilities CCTV systems. Proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to approve the business case in Appendix 1 of the officer's report to upgrade Council facilities CCTV system. Item 18, Torella Beach Amenity Building. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Kerr, is agreed to approve the additional spend in the updating of the Council's capital plan as detailed within the officer report. Item 19, which are facility refurbishment. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Byrne, is agreed to approve the variation of the project budget on the Council's capital programme as outlined within the officer report. Item number 20, capital bill project. On the proposal of Councillor Bailey, seconded by Councillor Rice, it was agreed to appoint the contractor to provide the full delivery of the proposed extension and refurbishment works to the facility, and the increase in the capital plan is detailed in section 2.1 of the officer report. Item 21, the business kit for agency workers. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Riley, is agreed to approve the business case to enter into a further contract with effect from August 2025. For a period of 2 years with the option to extend by mutual agreement up to a total of 4 years. Item 22, the business case for residual waste contract on the proposal of Councillor Carvin, seconded by Councillor Rice. It was agreed to accept the recommendation as outlined in section 2.0 of the officer's report. Item number 23 to 26, and a joint proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Lewis. It was agreed to note the contents of the office report, same proposal and seconded for item 24 for Land and Property Services NA Valuation 2025, same proposal and seconded for item 25, Contract Management and Procurement Update. Item 26, the same proposer and seconder for the management accounts update for quarter 1, 2025. These are all for noting. So, we need a proposer and seconder for the annual reports, which are. Yes. Number 27, which is statutory reporting, is also for noting. Proposed for Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Mathers. Yep, that's it. Thank you very much. Good evening.